107.9.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Good morning, Duval. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am your co-host, Jarmin Leitner of First Thursday Jacksonville, in the studio this morning with Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League, and Larry Williams is joining us from Seattle. He's also the CEO of First Thursday Jacksonville. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Larry, you buying any firearms out there in Seattle?
Hey, look, if they're available, everybody's buying them. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody, and good morning, Duval. This is, again, a great Saturday morning to be alive and well. Doc and John, thank you guys for being there in the studios. And, you know, you talk about guns and things, and that, I tell you guys, it's amazing the whole stranglehold that the NRA has on our politicians and apparently our schools, too. I was reading here in Seattle and Washington State, where over 500 schools nationwide are receiving funding from the NRA. And I thought it was just the politicians that were bought and sold by the NRA, but apparently they're in our schools already, in the public schools, and, you know, training our kids to use weapons, rifles and that sort of thing already in the schools. And we're, our schools are complicit, you know, with that and comfortable with receiving those funds and using those funds for educational training, quote unquote. So, you know, today we're going to talk about the guns in the schools and the budget that was approved in Tallahassee and also the ramifications of that, and a number of other things, Jarmin and Doc, that's on my radar is the Jacksonville NAACP asking for a teacher to be removed for using the N-word. That was something that was in the news this week. And then also back in the news again is the Walking Wild Black controversy. So there's a lot of things going on in Jacksonville and through Duval County and across the country. So we need to address these things and at least make them public. I'd be so happy when we can not have to talk about guns and murders and killings and so forth. Okay, when are we going to be able to talk about economic development and creating better communities and neighborhoods for those that are impoverished?
Yes. That's what we need to talk about. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of distractions with all of this negative information that's out there, and the choices that are being made don't appear to be in favor of the children and the families, most definitely, and the people in the community as a whole. So something has to be done.
Well, Governor Scott set to sign the state budget. And I see that part of that balancing act requires $189 million to be cut from affordable housing. Are we going backwards or what? What's going on?
With the cuts? Doc?
Yeah, with everything.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good question.
Well, I mean, you do I guess I have a crystal ball here in the studio, and as I rub it.
Yeah, you do. Just rub it and see.
It's oh, my God. Everything is so fluid now.
It is. It's so fluid that we can't get a hold of it. You know, it seems like once we get our hands wrapped around something, another hole or in the dike breaks. So.
A lot of confusion, but you know what they say? In a lot of confusion, there's some good things happening and folk making a lot of money.
Well, I don't know. Is that a good thing when there's a lot of confusion and a lot of evil and wickedness going on to get that money? You know, we know that we are encouraged to pray, and hopefully, you know, believers have been praying, but it's time to come up with some solutions on what to do. You know, on some actions that can be taken to protect our children, and not one person can do that. You know, it begins with the individual, but we have to come together collectively to do something and not allow this confusion to run the schools, to run the nation.
Mm-hmm. Larry, I just received an article that I've been gleaning here, and it speaks to the Second Amendment. And it talks about the fact that the Second Amendment was ratified to preserve slavery. Okay? So what they had when they ratified the Second Amendment, they had what they call slave patrol militias. And, of course, first part of the amendment speaks to having a militia, but the original intent of the militia here, as it says, was to serve as slave patrols, particularly in the South. And so individuals were in militias such that they could go to the plantations where slaves were to check on them and make certain that they were in line. If they were not in line, then they would receive a number of lashes for that. So, you know, what we need to do is really go back and look at the intent of the Second Amendment and how it's applied today. And basically... But then it goes back to money, because guns sell, and you know, to a large degree, that's what it's about. It's about making money on guns and AR-15s and bumpers and.
So many of the decisions that are made and lost in the past it boils down to money.
It boils down to money. I mean. This is, this is a democratic form of government here, and it's about the money.
I agree with you, and it's always about the money. And if you follow the money, usually you'll find where the golden goose, and where the money is being laid. And you know, the golden goose in this particular instance, I believe, is the NRA, because as you pointed out, Doc. Second Amendment, is misconstrued and used as a battering ram for everything that they want as far as gun control and keeping guns alive and well. And it's the right to bear arms is always thrown out there. And when we talk about it, and especially the folks that the advocates for gun control is always talking about this. The right to bear arms, but it's deeper than that. And as you just pointed out, the reason for that Second Amendment, is really harmful and could have been even more harmful than for African Americans as back then as it is now.
Well, we mentioned money. You may know that the mayor has kicked off his campaign. And he's raking in the cash to for his reelection. I mean, it's that time of year now, so he's off and running. He has a pretty big start, and
when is the election?
The election is next year, I believe.
He's really getting a head start, huh?
Well, I mean, I guess when you're hot, you're hot. You have to strike while the iron is hot, right?
I guess so. I guess one of the reasons that he's kicking off now, and as you said, it's while the iron is hot and he can, use his political weight to usher through the DEA sale.
Well, you know, we had the HUD secretary in town yesterday. I believe it was yesterday over at Dr. Ben Carson's.
Yes, we did.
Did you see that? He was in town.
Yes, he was meeting with the mayor and the Operation New Hope program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that
mm-hmm.
assists formerly incarcerated people and helps them to find jobs. And I believe they partnered in order to match those people with Port Authority jobs.
Yeah. I wasn't invited, Larry, but I'm going by what I read. It says HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson is changing the mission statement of the agency. Can you believe that? Removing promises of inclusive and discrimination-free communities. It will no longer reference inclusive communities free from discrimination. So what are we talking about? We're talking about low-income people. We're talking about minorities.
Yes.
People that look like you, Larry.
Yes. And German. hey, but, Doc, tell me what does helping, ex-offenders have to do with housing.
Listen, that's political. Let's not go in there. Let's talk about the homicides.
We'll talk about the homicides in
a
moment.
Come on, the homicide track is back.
Okay, so we'll come back with the homicide tracker. We're going to have to take a break in a moment, and we're going to have to make a couple announcements. But I just want to say on the way out, remember, God is not the author of confusion, so we have to seek him to make the wise decisions in all of this confusion going on.
Help
and
me,
this
Lord.
Is
Lord, help us. Help us.
904-296-2251. You want to talk to Doc and Jarman about the guns.
Okay, yes. And this is The Call by Isabel Davis.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives and into our hearts. We need you. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now.
welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm Jarmin Leitner, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Larry Williams, who's joining us on the line. And we are back continuing the conversation about a lot of this negativity around the guns. And Doc, you wanted to give us an update on the homicide tracker.
Well, we're back. The homicide tracker is... It's being followed now by the Florida Times Union, and of course, I pulled it up here, and we've had 21 homicides this year, we've had 21 this year. This time last year, we were close to 30. Mm-hmm. Which means that if you look at the data, that we've had less homicides for 2020 than we did in 2018. Golly,
you're trying to skip us up 2 years. Hold on now.
I'm trying to get rid of
we
some
got this.
than 2017, which is a good thing. But let me point out, Larry. You know, the young kid, 7 years old, Tashawn Gallen, that was killed in a...
Yeah.
You know, they posted a $20,000 reward for information leading, to the arrest of someone, but no one has really stepped forward. I'm just amazed that someone would know and not want to collect $20,000 unless there's really a hold on them. So, but anyway, our prayers continue to go out to the family of Tayshawn Gallen.
Yes.
And
go ahead, Larry.
Doc and Jarmin, you know, $20,000. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but is it worth your life? I think that's how deep that situation is, and people aren't holding out because of. They don't want to come forward, but I really sense that there's some actual fear in coming forward with this information. I don't care how much you can say that.
Well, isn't it anonymous?
You can talk about anonymity if you want, but, you know, eventually you have to come out and, people inside know who it is. And I think that they're just straight out afraid. But you can't tell me that $20,000 isn't going to buy a lot of stuff and people, you know, I believe, and I've talked to some of the people over in that area, and there is actual fear about coming forward.
Of course. I mean, people live in fear. It's unbelievable what is happening in some of our zip codes, and really it goes back to a number of factors, Larry, but certainly, just a lack of economic development in some of these areas. There are no jobs to think of other than selling drugs, and then of course you've got the elderly that are in these communities, and with burglar bars on their windows, they can't go outside and sit on the porch. They're afraid they may get shot by a drive-by. You know, we've talked about economic development on this program for about a year and a half and creating jobs and bringing small businesses up to help generate more employment opportunities. I don't see, Larry, I really don't see any initiatives. I could be wrong, and please, someone, if you are, maybe a caller will let us know, but I don't see a lot going on in these disenfranchised communities. Maybe you know of some things, but I do know that people are talking about all that they're doing for the Northwest Quadrant. And, you know, I just don't see it. I mean, I've got a relative out there sitting on a septic tank, and, you know, we had to spend about $800 just to get the thing. You know, it's just unbelievable that the septic tank situation was supposed to have been taken care of in previous bonding situations, whether it was the Renaissance plan or the Better Jacksonville plan. All of these plans had you know, have funds to deal with the septic tanks and the infrastructure in low-income communities, specifically the Northwest Quadrant. And, of course, that money was diverted to other places, and you see where all of the development is taking place now. But we can't let it go. We've got to do something to improve these communities. You cannot have certain parts of the city that's doing so poorly, and then you have all of this growth and job creation and wealth, and it's just so many great things happening in mm-hmm. Jacksonville, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to you've got to get to it. You've got to leave
right.
some of the neighborhoods, and unfortunately, it's hard work, but we've got to stay the course in terms of trying to create opportunities for people in these areas.
Yes, and it doesn't appear that it's due to a lack of funding. You just said that money is there. It's just the way that it's being allocated. So it's not being allocated towards these things that need to be taken care of. It's being allocated towards law enforcement because, you know, as we were mentioning earlier, mm-hmm. This new bill that has been passed, locally, you know, the Duval School Board said no to arming the teachers, but yes to armed law enforcement in every school in addition to extra officers per 1,000 students. So depending on how many students are at the school, you can have at least two armed officers is what it sounds like to me in every school.
Now, are these new ones going to take an oath to really protect the children, or are they going to hide?
They're
going
to sign they're supposed to sign an agreement to say that they're only going to use the weaponry for an intruder.
But I think what doctors were referring to is the three officers.
She knows what I'm referring to.
Yes, I know what he's
Well, I'm just letting the listeners know that these officers that they're bringing in, you know, if they're going to be hiding instead of protecting, you know, what good are they? You know, it's, again, a waste of funds. And you know, we could be using that to help the Northwest Quadrant get, you know, septic tanks and jobs. And, you know, Doc and gentlemen, you know, I think, you know, and I'm talking to the community out there as a whole, too. You know, we got to do better. You know, we got to demand more and stop, you know, being placated by, you know, little small dips of funding here for this or that, and we have to really get some economic development going in the Northwest Quadrant. And until we do so, you know, we have to get off our knees. I know we've been praying, you know, for deliverance, but you know, it's time to get some action going. Because if, you know, prayer without work is dead. You know, we got to get up. We got to start working and finding ways and demanding from our political leaders.
Wait. Politically, hold on now. Are you talking about city council members for various?
I'm talking about everybody, the council, the mayor, anybody who calls himself a politician.
Legislation, anybody. Yes. Yes, we have
to. So if that shoe fits, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, is there data to show where the funds are being spent in Jacksonville? I mean, who can we call to find out what's going on in these different zip codes in terms of the funds that are being allocated for these particular areas, whether it's for infrastructure, whether it's for job creation, whether it's for where? Show us the money, Larry, in terms of where is it being allocated? Maybe I tell you what I'll do. Let's call the council members for these districts and ask them to give us the data in terms of how much money has been spent in their districts over the last.
That's
can we do that?
Start, yes, and we also need to call the mayor's office because he's they're the executive branch, and they're the ones who are actually allocating the funding. The council approves it. So I think it's a double call, and I think we need to get on that and get on it right away. And I'm willing to, you know, start the deal because we got to get some better economic development. We got to get people jobs, and, you know, we got to stop talking about it, and we need to start doing it. And not only finding it, but finding out where it's being spent, but also making sure that as we move forward, that money is allocated to that northwest portion. It's a doggone shame. Every year we go in and they use the same tactics of as you said, Doc, you know, these Renaissance funds and all of that stuff. I wasn't there then. But during those times when they're allocating money and placating us and during the voting period, and then after they are elected, then they disappear and the funds seem to disappear with them.
Okay, well, on that note, we are going to take a break, and we will be right back. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We thank you for listening.
Women in ministry are pastors, first ladies, associate pastors, music ministers, child care workers, prayer ministry leaders, the mom who drives her kids everywhere, the mom who prays over her children's school every day, usually multiple times every day. You are involved in ministry, and we love and appreciate you. That's why we're spending a day to recognize you. Praise 107.9 is holding our annual Women in Ministry Brunch. Enjoy fabulous food, great music, and special speaker Nicole B. Thomas, the president of Baptist South. Please RSVP at praise1079.com.
Aha! Y'all ready, y'all? Come on!
Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I'm your co-host, Jarmin Leitner, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Larry Williams. And we are just having some good conversation about the things that are going on in the city and in the world. But I want to just do some reminders. Tonight, we are to change our clocks 1 hour ahead.
When are we gonna get rid of this thing, man? I'm tired of
I'm tired of springing
forward and jumping back. I'm confused.
Why do we have to have this gymnastics with the time?
It's about the money.
Somewhere it's about the money, right?
so people can enjoy the beach, you know, Florida, you know, give them more sunshine.
Oh, well.
Time to spend some more money out there, right?
More sun, you know, more daylight, more time you're out spending money. You all are so funny.
Well, okay, used to have it because they would keep us out in the tobacco fields and
in the cotton field.
You know about those, right, Larry?
Oh, yeah, I know about the cotton field. You know about the tobacco. I know about the cotton.
We're from Georgia, so we know.
Yeah.
Well, we also have the Gate River Run this morning. It began at 8 o'clock, I believe, down at
It's half over now.
It's half over.
Oh, send a shout-out to my wife, Joyce. She's participating this morning. She was up doing a little exercises, getting ready for this thing.
Yeah. Getting warmed up,
you know.
Well, it's nice weather for marathon, right? Okay, so I thought this was good weather for it. Shout out to all those people that participate. I'm not a marathon participant. Are you, Larry?
Yes, in my mind.
I know, Doc, you've done a short one. A few steps, right?
Right, I do short walks now. I've got a bad knee that I need replacing. Oh, Larry, speaking of money, shout out to UNF. They received a $380,000 forgivable loan from DIA to establish an entrepreneur center downtown. So, you know, as part of their business program, you know, I guess professionals will be able to get additional training through this entrepreneur center. That's a big deal. That's a great thing. And so kudos out to President Delaney and UNF.
And for the entrepreneurship. Yeah. And just want to remind the listeners that at 8:45 we will open up our entrepreneur corner. But you are also encouraged to call in if you want to comment or have any questions about what we're talking about this morning. And the number is 296-2251. That's 296-2251. Yes. So there are a lot of things that are going on in the city. Hopefully, there will be some changes that will take place in what's going on in the school systems with, like we said, the laws that have been passed and also some of the programs that are out there to address the mental health, as they talked about. But I believe I heard that funding was supposed to go more towards PTSD, which is more of a specific diagnosis.
Post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yes.
Right. We know about that.
Yes, yeah. But there are other diagnoses
all of us
out
veterans,
there.
And people who've experienced trauma. It doesn't have you know, it's not a military thing totally. If you've received trauma, if you've seen someone get shot or you've been shot, I mean, it's, you know, trauma comes in different forms. But on another note, Larry, coming up this week on Thursday, March 15th, over at Edward Waters College, they're going to have a panel discussion on implicit bias and criminal justice. Does race play a role in sentencing? Of course it does. That's why you have so many people pleading, you know, rather than going to trial. Okay?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, that's going to be happening this week over at Edward Waters. Also, we've had Cash for Trash. Okay. Earn cash while helping fight blight. This is the City of Jacksonville's annual tie and sign buyback. So if you have any old tires in your in your yard, Larry, you know,
yes,
collecting mosquitoes and whatever, the city will pay you $2 for those old tires. So that's gonna take place March 24th at Everbank Field.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome news. Well, to go out over there in the northwest quarter, you can collect a lot of tires. but we can't get the septic tanks fixed, but we can have tires over there in the ditch.
Well, I think that, speaking of blight, man, what are we going to do about the blight that's downtown? My God. I mean, it is not pretty downtown, okay? I mean, you got trash everywhere. You've got people sleeping. I mean, you would think that the gateway to or through downtown would be a lovely, it would be a pretty place. It would be, you know, nice buildings and flowers and, you know, the ambiance would be suitable, you know, for people coming and going. But, oh, my God, it's like living in trash.
Well, I actually haven't seen that. I don't know where I haven't seen it, but.
Oh, I can give you the street. Yeah, I can give you, but on another.
I was going to say, if you must not have driven off the freeway on Union Street, but I ain't calling no street names.
What you say? You don't have to go
any blocks.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know.
Actually, you go behind City Hall, over there to the old, yeah, right there on Duval. I mean,
yes,
just walk
yes,
down
just before you get
toward
to the library, right?
Toward the courthouse. I mean, it's just trash everywhere. Do they have, you know, some cities, they call them clean cities, and you see people walking around picking up cigarette butts, you know what I mean?
Well, they probably allocate their funds for that. They invest money to pay people to do those things.
To pick up trash.
Yes, to stay on top of that. You know, when you go to some of these complexes that have the maintenance, you know, you pay the HOA fees and, you know, any little thing, they're there daily.
No,
picking up.
Gentlemen, no.
No, no.
No, no, no. Don't go there. Don't go there. That they don't do that. The cities are empowered to do that, and where they choose to spend their funds is where they're spent. And you, like I said, you can go in almost any area downtown, and you're going to find blight. But, you know, we have a blight commissioner, I think, or something. That is supposed to be on top of that, but they just tend to focus on certain neighborhoods in the northwest quadrant and, you know, critique it, but they don't do anything to help it. So I'll leave that right there.
Wait, you're saying blight pickup is discriminatory?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it is happening, but it's just not happening in certain communities.
Well, I just said I better leave that right there.
Okay. All right, so on that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some music. We thank you for listening to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Some mistakes, and I am
We are back in the studio at Praise 107.9 on the Empowerment Hour. This is the time for our Entrepreneur Corner, so we are opening up the lines to small businesses, entrepreneurs who want to share with the listeners and the community about their products or services that they offer, as well as any events that may be taking place this weekend or in the upcoming weeks. So we just want you to feel welcome to do that.
Did we ever get out to 103rd to the restaurant?
Yes, I've been out. Have you been out?
Well, not until I can get some salmon croquettes and grits.
Okay, they have other food you can try.
Grits and 2 scrambled eggs, real light.
Yeah, okay.
And whole wheat toast.
So anyone out there listening that's serving that?
Yeah, please call in.
Menu,
so
Doc. Call in so Doc can come over and visit you. And after he's done, or when he comes, I'll be with him because that's a good recipe for me also. So, you got those grits and what you call it, Doc?
Salmon croquette.
Oh, man, come on.
You got to know
Georgia.
The name of
you
the
know,
food.
But you know about the come on.
Yeah.
We
got
a call on there.
Yes. I want to add something to that. That's fried green tomatoes.
Okay.
We got a caller, Larry.
All right, well, let's hear
it. All right, good morning, caller.
Good morning, Praise Team. How are you all this morning?
Great.
We're doing well.
I'm Sharon Jenkins calling in reference to Two Saints Restaurant and Grill. As always, we appreciate the opportunity that you all offer to entrepreneurs and small businesses to share with you and your listeners what we have going on. So, again, Two Saints Restaurant and Grill,
yes.
Located 8968 103rd Street. We just had our Floetry Friday last night with our poetry and spoken word. Had a really great time.
Yes, I was there. It was nice.
Yes, thank you. You are always in the building showing your love. We appreciate that, your love and support. Thank you so much. I hope you had a good time and good food because we are a restaurant first. But I just want to share real quick some of the events we do have coming up that are complimentary to the public. Tonight, as a matter of fact, we have a dinner and music tonight. It's free. Of course, the dinner isn't free, but free listening. It starts at 6 p.m. We open up to the public. We have some young artists who are coming through to share their talents. And we hate to say free as if we're cheapening it, but these are some talented young artists who are blessing the stage at Two Saints tonight during dinner, 6 to 7:30. Next Friday is our night of praise. It starts at 8. That's where we have a couple of artists from the Jacksonville area who are also worship and praise leaders here. And we actually just come out and support and just give God praise, for nothing. And Miss Jen Weeks will hit the stage on March 30th. It's not a comedy show. She is a known comedian and an entrepreneur in her own right. But on March 30th, she's having a talk back to Jen Weeks with Jen Weeks and friends at Two Saints. And it's going to be an awesome time. Just laugh and food and a good time for no fee. We just ask the community to come out and support these artists and other entrepreneurs who are doing their thing for the community.
Now, did you mention anything about salmon croquettes?
She's still asking about that.
Okay, it's not on the menu yet. Okay, well, I'm a hold off for a minute.
Keep advocating.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and may God bless you all. Thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Do we have another caller? Okay, another caller. All right. So, yes, again, 296-2251 if you want to call in and let us know any products or services that you have to offer. So, Larry, anything else going on in the news you wanted to share?
Well, there's a lot going on in the news, but if we got a caller, let's take it.
No, we don't have a caller.
So one of the things I do want to expound on a little bit is the NAACP asking the school board to, terminate the contract of the teacher who used the N-word and other derogatory language in front of two students.
Hello,
and,
I'm here.
They're requesting the termination of that employee and, the district decided that they would place the teacher on 10 days on paid leave, and that would be the extent of it. But my really comment about it is that the NAACP sent a letter instead of you know, going down and dealing with this face to face. But that's I would have dealt with it. Apparently, yes. Not, they don't feel the same way.
Right, Larry. You know, it happens quite a bit. As a matter of fact, someone scratched the N-word on the Urban League building this
wow.
week. Yeah, so we need to look at what's going on with race relations in this climate that we find ourselves in.
Well, again, it begins
with climate.
Well, and it starts with the individual. You know, it's what's in their heart. But we also do have a couple of callers on the line,
okay,
or at least one caller. Alan is the first caller. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. DJ Carl from the Bless the Mic radio show and TV show. Just want to say good morning to everyone.
Yes.
We have an event coming up actually next Saturday at Crepper Church, which is located on 7171 Arlington Expressway. And every Saturday we go out there, we feed people, and we lift up the name of Jesus, give out free Bibles. So if anybody's in need for food and prayer, you know, feel free to come out to 7171 Arlington Expressway. We start at 12 o'clock that afternoon.
Okay, and again, the date, what's the date?
Today?
The date is next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
17th,
next Saturday.
Okay, next Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
At 12 o'clock, there's a ton of food out there. We do it every third Saturday of the month, and from chicken to steak to salmon.
Salmon croquettes?
Well, you may have to put that together yourself. You know, bring your own frying pan and get in. But there is salmon out there, and they actually cook food prior to them taking food home. So
okay.
It's an awesome event. Lives and Souls have been one out there. It's every third Saturday, so if anyone's in need, you know, feel free to come out.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have another caller on the line. Cobb?
Yes.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate what you guys do. Me and my wife, Michael Cobb, Ramona Cobb, we own a boutique in the Jacksonville Landing called Accentuate, Elevate Your Style. Recently was recognized as one of the top boutiques here on the First Coast from Jacksonville Fashion Week. It's a great concept my wife thought of. We was recently in the Avenues Mall. Mm-hmm. We see the future of downtown, so we decided to move downtown to Jacksonville Landing. And when you come and look at the venue, you wouldn't even think you're in the Jacksonville Landing.
Great.
And what type of clothing do you specialize in? Is it women's and children, or...
Well, 80% women. I got my wife doing 20% men's items, men's cologne, men's bow ties. And we specialize in signature purses and also necklaces.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Okay, we do have another caller on the line, Wilson.
Hi, this is Julia Henry Wilson. How y'all doing this morning?
It's Miss Julia. Steve. Hi, good morning, Miss Julia. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Just wanted to send a quick little shout out for the Wells Fargo Historic Springfield Learning Center. We are hosting Spanish classes. So for anybody out in the community that's interested in learning Spanish free of charge, we're not charging you anything for it. Our classes start on March the 20th and go through May 3rd.
Miss Julia, hold on a moment. Can you turn your radio down? Is it? I think because we're getting some feedback. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So it's every Tuesday and Thursday night from 6 to 8, and it's at 1601 North Main Street. And it is being sponsored by our Jacksonville Urban League Economic Community Development Center.
Okay. Right. And what are the days again for the Spanish class, the days and times?
The days are March the 20th is when it starts. It's 7 weeks. And once you finish, you can speak Spanish fluently. You can get in any conversation and know what you're talking about.
Habla Español.
Yes. Hola.
March.
That's the only thing I've learned so far.
Hola. Okay, so
adios, Julia. Adios. Adios. We'll see you later.
Adios.
Thank you, Miss Julia.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's actually adios, not adios, okay?
Yeah. I'm from Georgia, man. Come on.
You need to take the classes.
Adios.
Adios. Just take the class.
Adios. Okay.
I get an app.
Poquito. Habla español poquito.
better than the last ones I took, because I took 2 years of it.
What, you took 2 years of it and you can't speak
yes.
it? Well, in
yes,
7 weeks you can
I
speak
had,
it in this class.
I had the same challenge as Doc. I'm from Georgia.
Oh, yes, you do. There are a couple of clients we met where you couldn't pronounce their name.
Do we have any other callers?
Okay, we don't have any other callers. But, Larry, you were talking about that you know, decision with the local NAACP and their decision and their push for this teacher, and we talked about that you know, race relations, that there may need to be some changes in that. Doc, you had mentioned race relations before we took the callers.
Yeah, I don't know if that would rise up to a termination kind of thing. I mean, you know, these teachers have a union, and you have to go through processes, but I think the NAACP is on top of it in terms of calling for it, you know, because it's unacceptable behavior, and we cannot have teachers that, you know.
All right, so wait a minute, Doc. We do have one more caller we're going to try to get in before we get off the air. All right, good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Tan Mayhew calling about the She Party today at the Shiloh Outreach Church.
Okay.
She,
okay.
That's for shoes, handbags, and everything she wants from 12 to 4 today. And guess what? Our caterer has salmon croquettes.
Ooh,
today.
Where is this again?
Several other things. One Foxy Lady Cafe has your salmon croquettes.
All right, see there? Asking you shall receive.
Wait,
all right.
Wait. One Foxy Lady.
One Foxy Lady Cafe.
Cafe. Where is it located?
Her business is actually located on Pearl Street, directly across from the old bridge, the Boys and Girls Club now, but today she will be with us at Shiloh Outreach Center for the She Party.
Okay. Over at the church?
Yes.
Okay.
She'll be there from 12 to 4.
All right.
And you show up, you ask for 10, and you have a salmon croquette dinner on me.
Ooh. Now you have to buy your wife something from there. Everything she wants is going to be there.
Oh, yes.
No.
She's She Party. Shoes, handbags, and everything she wants.
All right. We'll wrap it up.
Yes, we
are celebrating our 8th year anniversary in June.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, and you guys keep lifting up the city. We need it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Do we have one?